armed citizens have taken up patrols of their own areas because the violence in a Democrat-controlled city has gotten out of control. Let's talk about that. First, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's Blackout Coffee. Two huge announcements. First off, our investment campaign is live. If you've ever wanted to support Blackout Coffee and be part of the ownership team, now is your chance. Head down to the link down below and join this growing freedom family. Also, we're launching a brand new product today, and that is the Second Amendment Foundation Roast. SAF has been around for 50 years. This is their anniversary, and we wanted to help them by supporting them every single month. When you buy a bag of SAF Roast, we're going to give $2 of each item right back to the Second Amendment Foundation so they can continue to sue the government and stop the infringement on our rights. Thank you to the Second Amendment Foundation for partnering with Blackout Coffee. We look forward to helping you fight the good fight. Links are down below, guys and gals. Grab some great coffee and support some great folks as well. All right, Hartford, Connecticut is the basis of this story, and Hartford has been a crime hellhole for a very long time. And the citizens are rightfully pissed off that the leadership, the government, the police just don't have either the ability or the desire to take back control of the city. A lot of gang activity in Hartford, Connecticut. So a group led by Minister Cornell Lewis called the Self-Defense Brigade, they started patrolling with their firearms. All the members are legally armed, and they are not violating any of the laws, specifically the open carry law in Connecticut, but they are announcing that they are armed and they are patrolling areas that are requesting their help.
We are not vigilantes. We are a group of people that are disciplined and trained, who go to the shooting range. So it's not just a one-time thing. It's going to be on a consistent basis.
The first area they went to was in the North End, Garden Street, which is a very crime-ridden area as well. And they started patrolling, and it brought the ire of some anti-gun groups as well as the mayor, who said, you know, we don't need armed citizens taking the law into their own hands. We can obviously take care of this ourselves, yet we haven't ever done that. So keep trusting us. So Minister Lewis has said that the patrolling will continue. They're going to do it a few times a week. They're going to be patrolling at night as well. And in part of this process, they're educating others in these neighborhoods on how they can defend themselves by getting armed, going through the process, how to keep, you know, safe storage if they choose to, and how to safely carry a gun. Minister Lewis has been teaching self-defense, and this isn't new to him. He started patrolling back in the 90s when his area when he felt needed more help. Many of us live in cities that are, you know, have crime issues. And this one segment of the community they live in is taking control of the crime problem themselves. And in previous interviews, Minister Lewis said, and I'm going to paraphrase, but it's a great, great thing he said. Basically, he said, like, if you don't live in our zip codes, then we don't care about what you think. We don't care about people who would rather just come to rallies and hold hands, basically, and sing Kumbaya. But if you don't live here, we don't want to hear from you. We're not listening to the government, and we're not listening to the religious leaders, because nobody has been doing anything. We're going to take it into our own hands. And I applaud Minister Cornell Lewis and the Self-Defense Brigade. What do you guys think? Do you think that Americans taking control of their own neighborhoods is a good thing? I do. Or are you someone who says, we need to let the government and the police do that because only the police should be armed and we need to trust them? Or are you somewhere in between? Sound off down below, and I want to hear from you. Please go over and support the Second Amendment Foundation by buying some of our coffee. Again, links are down below. And if you're interested in joining the membership team and investing in Blackout Coffee, the campaign is live right now. I appreciate you all. And remember, you are your own first responder. There will not be a cop there when you need him, when evil is looking you in the eye, or evil is looking to do something to your children, or your mom, or your wife. You are your own first responder. Remember that and act accordingly. Take care.